Blog Talk Radio.
Poor misguided soul. You have yet to learn the rules of this game.
He will.
I don't want to. See, I'm smart enough to know it's not my game to play.
Just a pawn like everybody else. Used intelligently, a pawn can create a checkmate, Mr. Williams. Or become a very powerful player.
I'm on this reclamation mission. Detonate these missiles. We at war with the system. Who gon' be the next victim? Not me. No sirree. I do this for my knockers in the street who still sleep. With all these tyrants, no one's violence. Never met a world peace. Drop bombs on them. Into the whole country deceased. They gon' have to put me under 6 feet. Cause it is truth that I speak. Wait and see what I say. Get them troopers on their way. Fuck your barricades. Time to let these pistols serenade. Bullets marinate. I'm refining my technique. I only give you the truth. They can't muffle my free speech. Black power in this motherfucker, definitely. I'm so proud of my heritage. You take one in mind, and Ferguson won't even be a comparison. What's up, African? I'm a revolutionary advocate. Yeah, I'm more than just your average rapper. It's a lifestyle I'm living on and off the camera. And there's word to this red, black, and green bandana. I set the standard, running until I'm cramping. Take this message across the Atlas, new Black Panther shit. Shit.
White dude be walking in the street, minding his business. Brother walk up to him, hello. You white oppressor, you slave master rapist of Africa.
Yeah, I be cruising through the city, bumping nothing but this black power.
Black power.
Just that
black
new
power.
Black fist, he taking back the sour. From these cowards, they're selling lies to the kids for dollars. You ain't really out here trapping just a follower.
No,
scared to be yourself and that's a problem.
Come on.
Every album I'm dropping full of nothing but that fire. Domesticated
bullshit.
Livestock, so why even bother? When musical GMOs be cloned, I blame the farmer. So everything I give you is organic. Take advantage of these melanated bargain overstand it. Project Chatter was established back in 1947.
Okay.
MK Ultra, just exactly how they planned it. Operation Paperclip is
planetary.
A bunch of German scientists sitting in a laboratory. Studying mind control, put in different categories. So the tell lie, vision program full of allegories. Hidden messages, subliminal directions. And I'm a pessimist. Ready for the work, no turning on me like the exorcist. So I know you see me, RBC the flag I'm flexing with. Holler when you see me, come on.
So Whitey, what did you do today,
huh?
Oppress a new land and make the people there Christians against their will?
It's like the spirit's taking over me. They say I'm praising demons, taking demons off my brain. I done finally freed my things. Third eye, 2020, so I'm ready for the evil. Since I'm a god in the flesh, I defeat him. Herculean, gladiator, Roman Colosseum. I give you nothing but these classic things to be in the museum. Mausoleum in the garden. Food for thought we eating. We taking back our culture when the music had a meaning. It used to be controlled by the people, not the elitists. My Adidas, no strings in them, standing on the speakers. No fedora, I'm recording fire breathing with these teachers. Inside this booth, I give them nothing but this ether. Lectures like professor, shout out to Minister Inky on his 48 brick fast, trying to change what they thinking. I'm the golden ratio. This is Fibonacci sequence. You gon' feel this motivation once the CD reach completion. They say they treat a sequel, but really I can't see it. So tell me, am I blind? Racism don't exist, it's only in my mind. And we was born to hate ourselves, really that's a lie. I hope this help us finally get it right. Who am I? It's brick.
After a while, that might be too much. You can't help it. If you're an American, you're a racist. We brought up from the beginning to think in generalizations. We never look at the individual. We rarely look at the individual. I'm a racist. I know I'm a racist. You know how I know? The other day, I caught myself being racist against myself. There's so much shit going on, I got mixed up. Forgot whose team I was on and shit.
gift. I give you these jewels that you rarely find, and these niggas shoes fit me very fine. Catch me on these avenues, I'm trying to reach they mind. Man, you know that black power music, it gets no play and they ride until they put that brick in and now they feeling my vibe. I start to slowly see they fists on the rise, see it's intense from their eyes. It's kinda hard to come to grips, make the decision to sign. I ain't gonna lie, it took some time to make some sense in my mind. Now all I feel is a sense of this pride, incorporated in these lyrics and this vision of mine. To make a change for my people, wish this wish to take the sweeter. The pain runs deeper, you can feel it through the speakers, huh? 400 years of pain, turn the page. Every story looks the same. They snapping pictures as he hangs. Emmett Till was killed for listening and being brave. And y'all still run asleep with the beast from the cave. My knocker say you should be ashamed. The black woman, the goddess, say she come in many shades with the power to create greatness. Her DNA melanated on display, absorbing these sun rays. Rah. I make a wonder as I'm building this collage. I feel the power of the people fully amplified live. My mission is to make a difference. Recognize I'm watching for the agents in disguise. I describe my struggle, my hustle kept it pushing like Lamar's, giving birth to a nation on the rise. As I scribe the soundtrack to the revolution, televised, telling lies, trying to stop the movement. So you gotta keep a semi like you came from Zamunda. And yes, I'm in my prime like the Minister Lamoon, but it's the program for your system. I ain't talking about computers, speaking proper installation for a future. And don't you confuse it. Some people were outdated, so they might refuse it. Eternal glitches, so it's time to reboot them. Aim high, stay low, send a shot from the Ruger. Focus on our survival, formulate a conclusion. This is real, swear this ain't no illusion. Try to elude it, but you can't. Martial law, got the coppers in the tank. Renegade, got this bug out bag right by the door, just in case it's time to break. Make a movie, play the game, this high stakes. All across the country, I be on these highways, flying through these clouds to reach my people's mind state. Wide awake, I ain't sleeping with the sheeple. Right fist high, all power to the people. Black power got me charged up. Somebody check the meter. Nine ether, my lock came freely. As I praise my inner being, child of the universe, I'm just sightseeing. As I take you on this tour to give you more, and I ain't talking nationality. Them pictures at your door can give a fuck about black laws. That's corn gang family. These are definitions, just really your formality. I put power in the words that I speak in. Black absorbs all colors. This is me, I am the walking constellation. Birthed by the galaxy, observation through telescopes. It couldn't capture what I see. I thought something in these books would make me feel more complete. Still searching, but I know I'm royalty. I'm a king, they tried to hide it, but I seek till I'm fatigued. No Marines are on me. To the chief, it kept it flowing like the Navy. Air forced them to retreat. Reenacting D-Day and drop bombs on the beat. Laying mines on the track, beware where you place your feet. Yeah, I'm 10 toes down till they lay me 6 deep. Return as the ghost of Rick, even my spirit won't sleep. Non-stop, relentless, no time clock invented. Can mark the date of this classic composition. I've been in between these bars, give you a wealth of wisdom. If you can read between the lines, notice I'm painting the picture from the book of Rick, so this ain't no scripture. Amen, the flow sacred, religious in fact, the people quoting my statements. What will Rick do across their bracelets? Show how strong their faith is for me to change it. And with that said, I made arrangements for this faceless, infinite information on pages that I created. My notebook so swole that it won't close. I'm going hard, introduction to the outro. You ain't repping for your people, keep your mouth closed. Like the Bible though, they love me in a sophomore. I think my mind first changed as a sophomore. Looking through history books really without no. Blacks saw the same names, repeatedly learned about those. Now Trump building a wall for the Vatos. Muslims can't fly back either, had to reroute those. Strips and gun stores sold out, know what to watch for. And watch what you say, freedom of speech soon will be outlawed.
Yeah. Let me get some of that volume though. Hey, we about to take it back to the 90s with this one, man. Still black power though. Welcome to the boom bap brick break. Say that 6 times fast. Yeah. They be like Brick, you be in spaz mode. But all you rap about is black folks. Rarely hear you stunting on some rims with your hat low. Never heard you spitting coke sales, but your rap's dope. Blow the trumpet, word the legend, Satchmo. Shot to Eddie Bauer, yes, I'm cooking up this batch for him. America's delusional dream, he watched me transform. From the live band to this Pan-African platform. Red, black, and green on the flag flown. The homies in the hood like what's good. They be asking me what that's for. Red for the blood, fam, and black is for the black folks. Green for the land, yes, it's time we take it back, bro. Exodus, a revolution, questions to be asked, bro. I ain't playing no games with on no Hasbro. International, taking flight, stabbing my passport. It's Brick, hailing from Little Wolf Flint. I took a risk, believed in myself, it grew into this. I'm just playing my role, I never knew it was this. I am the foundation, flow of cement. I'm rock solid with it, black power. Get them Dr. Khaled with a mix of George Jackson and Marcus Garvey in it. You hardly witness me at my peak, writing these scriptures. The book of Rick, it plays on repeat. Give me my shine, my aura increase. You see the glow, right? Preparation for show night. Put this message in the music, take it across the globe, right? Got it lit everywhere, got it looking like a strobe light. Eyes red, your boy blue, F the Polites. Pull us over and beat us down. They read us no rights, no justice, no peace, no sleep on no nights. Life was a gamble like we throw dice. Homie, it's showtime, so put your game face on. We make the struggle look beautiful, so much they clone. Everybody wanna be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga, and then they prefer they own. It ain't no changing my skin tone. Sammy Sosa, bleach gone, no perm, just these nappy locks. I'm rocking African mode. Sometime when you're dealing with faith, you gotta leap, bro. Realize the baby's looking at us. We the heroes, super hate rules. This goes for you and me too. No Spanish who still believe in Jesus. Teach them the truth, huh? The Bible's given to you by the hands given the news, huh? Beaten to your ancestors, programmed into you, huh? If born elsewhere, you probably practice something new, huh? Shalom, assalamu alaikum, what would you do, huh? But since I'm saying this, you probably think I'm atheist. I believe in evolution like we came from some apes and chimps. Pyramid dreams, I designed them with these ancient bricks. AKA, that means it's classic to you. A little something you can play as you avenue cruise. I'm just empowering the people, elevating their mood. It's brick.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Book of Bricks series, broadcasting live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Do Knowledge Radio, by the host and founder of the Black Division, Realignment Specialist, nationwide advocate for Black empowerment, self-empowerment. Here on Self-Empowerment Tuesday, speaking none other than my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation. That phone number to call in, family, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions and comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others the host and founder of this illustrious Book of Brick series, my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation, a.k.a. Book Discography Brick, a.k.a. 40 Day Brick Fast, is in the building.
Yo, what up, though?
Man, shit, my bad, man. I'm on this new work schedule. I used to have Tuesdays off. I went from 9 to 5 on Tuesdays to off on Tuesdays to now all day on Tuesday. So I've been trying to work around that. Yeah, wifey started back working, so I had to adjust the schedule so that somebody was home with Kennedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy. You know that.
Man. But if they would buy my albums, no, I'm just kidding.
So you pulling the J Rap right now? You pulling the J Rap? J Rap be like, hold on, I'm on the roof real quick.
Yeah,
I just want to hit y'all with this joint real quick. We ain't got no, I ain't got no title for it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on the roof.
Man. Yeah, shit. I was on last week, but I ended up having a damn customer and shit. That's why my shit was on mute. And then I think I was still on after the show was ended or whatever. But yeah, I ended up talking to a customer.
They was disrespectful. Yeah.
Oh man.
That British lady was on.
We still got the minutes for the day.
Yeah, we got him in the building. He's calling in a few. Calling in a few. So do we need to change the time?
We can. I mean, I'll be free after 9. Back at the what was the original time? Wasn't that the original time?
The original time, I think we changed that like twice already. I don't even remember. I think we used to be on at 5. And I think, on the 7, but, 9 is good if we need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Just need to know. So,
We just did 9 on a couple nights when you had to pick the young guys up. Yeah, but I think probably gonna have to move to 9, so it'll make it work out a little bit better.
Yeah, I was this Hell Day season ain't no joke, you know what I'm saying? I know I gotta go in,
man,
shortly, you know what I'm saying? Not you know. Get them off, you know.
They don't give a fuck. You don't celebrate holidays? Well, that's more reason for you to be here then, goddammit.
They say, welcome to the Boom Back Brick Break. You know what I'm saying? Say that shit 6 times fast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is nuts, man. This is,
other than that, everything been good, though.
What's up with the sale, man? You know what I'm saying? What's up with the sale? Is the sale still popping off, or was I false advertising?
Sales still popping. Ain't no dollars dropping. I think I made one sale off of that. So it's basically like buy one album and get two free.
Right.
No shipping.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cop a couple. You know what I'm saying? We do like a giveaway. I'm giving away the digital though. Like the people are gonna have to scoff up their own portion for the physical. Yeah. And I need to get another copy of the. I wanted to get them from you. Like when I was, like my goal was to be down there to get them from you, so I could get them drunk from your hands. Like, you know, physically. Get my Boom Back Brick Break autographs on the joints. You see what I'm saying? Because I want them collectors. Because I still got, of course, you know, I got every project. You know what I'm saying? That you got out. You know what I mean? A couple of times. But I wanted to get those collectors joints, and then I wanted to get some for my sons so they could have them. You know what I mean? They want them to have their own portion of brick. You know what I'm saying? It became like the Black Power Youth Council A&Rs and shit. So if you think if these artists out here, you know, especially in our genre, they think their music is hot, man, let some youngsters listen to it. They don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? If they want to hear it, it's good. If they don't want to hear it, it ain't good.
Nah.
I was like, yo, this good or this whack? It's like whack. I was like, yo, this is nah, whack. I was like, yo, you ain't listen to this. Nah, whack. Next. Like they just like they're like, oh,
yeah,
what's that?
Different top 10.
Oh yeah, they like, oh, what's that? Oh yeah, that's good right there. We like that one right there. You see what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, that's good. What's that? Oh, that's whack. Nah, that's whack. I'm like, yo, you don't listen to this? Nah, it's whack. It's whack. Next, daddy. It's next. Let's go.
No more spin.
Yeah, you got like, you might get like 3 or 4 tracks, man. You know what I'm saying? Out of all of the tracks going through the joint, man. I'm like, nah, that's whack. Whack. Like, and they get indignant with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they some kin to the British lady. They'd be like, nah, whack. Like, they get real loud. You know what I mean? Man, if I wasn't so security oriented, I'm telling you, like, they would have their own little show. Because, you know how, they not faking either. Like, the beautiful thing about it is they listen with their whole body. You see what I'm saying? It's not like they're just listening, you know, or whatever. Like, they leaning forward. You know when somebody paying attention to you, they leaning forward because they don't want to miss nothing. Like, they leaning forward to hear everything. And that attention span, if you don't got them in, like, the first 30 seconds, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? It might even be less time. They might give you the benefit of the doubt, give you 30 seconds. It's like, they leaning in? Nah. I'm like, yo, this is, nah, that's whack. Who's that? They'd be like, who's that? I'm like, yo, that's such and such. Nah, that's whack. They came with that, like that, them? Nah, they'd be upset with it like that. That was whack.
Call them, daddy. Call them.
That's the other part. They'd be like, call him. You know what I'm saying? They might get that joint. They'd be like, yo, call him.
Charlotte. You know what I mean? You've been through it, you know. So, yeah,
it's definitely crazy. You know what I'm saying? That they hear tones and vibes and stuff and that nobody else hear and they stay with us. You know, they come up in conversation way later, like, yo, you know, so they got that auto-repeat type of situation. They'll just come up randomly with lyrics from songs in the middle of conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if it stick with them, it stick with them. If it don't stick with them, they remember that too. Like, it's like, nah, didn't we tell you that this was whack before? Like, no. Just...
It serves no purpose for me.
Call him, daddy, call him. Oh, man. Well, I think we got the minister in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the phone lines, and it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the service present to others. Tonight's guest here on the Book of Bricks series, we get this Sunday school initiative popping off on a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Some new hot fire. Hey,
you got his intro?
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. Yeah. I mean, like his song. I know you dropping a fire intro right now. That's why. I meant to interrupt you because I'm like, dang, I got an actual intro for this dude. And he over here giving him intro like he about to walk out to the boxing ring.
He's about to go in. So he's about to go with
man.
My brother, my fellow from the craft, man, you know what I'm saying? Minister Inky is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit, I'm going roots through my boots, I'll be screwing.
Peace, Brick, what
peace,
up?
Peace, what up, God? Chilling, man. Maintaining slow motion.
I had to do that joint like the Nas joint. Thank you. What up? What up? Thank you. What up? What up?
They screwing. Hop made you look. Oh, man.
Y'all live.
Good minister.
Nothing much, man. I'm grateful for the platform. You know, I got a lot going on as usual. One of the things we're trying to do is create a synergy between consciousness and hip-hop and music. And so right now, you know, I'm trying to see if I can pull off a nice little tour and start to bring some of the artists in. Right now, coming up this Saturday, my book release, I got Keith Murray coming out. You know, he's really inspired by the movement. And then me and him got a second date in North Carolina on January 20th. So December 9th and January 20th is going to be me and Keith Murray. January 20th, I got some other brothers from my lodge. They're going to be coming out, going into some powerful information as well. But, you know, if people want to book us, you know, hit me up, 631-980-0241, or 631-381-3097, or 702-845-9814. If you want to book the Minister Inky and Keith Murray duo, but it's actually bigger than that. You know, we got a lot of people supporting us. I think old school Dr. Dre is supposed to, from MTV Raps, he's supposed to come through this weekend in New York. So it's, you know, it's a lot of good things going on. I'm in the, I'm about to get in my acting bag.
Mm.
So it's a, it's, you know, web TV series is taking off right now. And so in Philly, and a lot of people know I lived in Philly for a while, they have something going on there where it's about the synergy between the older generation and the younger generation. I think that's the only place where they're really making a concerted effort to bind the youth to the, and I don't even want to say the elders, but just the older generations in general. And so they have a web TV series. It's called Old Head. In Philly, the old head is the older guy in the neighborhood that kind of schools the young bucks on how to stay out of trouble and how to take care of the neighborhood and not burn it down. And they made a series around it. And it's some real powerful folks like sponsoring the show, and you know, so it's gonna be powerful. They're doing season 3, and I think I'm in episode 1. Yeah, I think I'm in episode 1 of season 3. So you know, I'm getting into that bag. Then I got a massive undertaking with the school starting in January. The new school is going to last, or the new course, I should say, is going to last 18 months. And so there's going to be literally 75 to 100 DVDs, each DVD based on a chapter of the course from the book, Eat Right for Your Haplotype, Living Biochemistry. That's going to come out of that. That's going to come out of that course. So, of course, it'd be much more inexpensive and efficient to join the class. The DVDs are going to run $49 to $89 a piece, but they'd be well worth it. But that's a massive undertaking. I also have a multi-platinum producer, a brother by the name of Architect, who's produced everybody from Mary J. Blige to back in the days to Jodeci and EPMD all the way up to 50 Cent. We're partnering up, and we're going to create a record label with my daughter as a featured artist. We're looking to reach out to other artists that may not have gotten the attention in today's market, where, you know, it's a lot of pill, you know, it's that kind of thing going on. So, you know, we know it's a lot of conscious artists that have been on the grind for a minute. So once we get that on the ball, we're going to start reaching out to some of the people and looking for fresh talent and looking at people that have been doing it for umpteen years already, and, you know, just pushing that book. Then, of course, you know, products still popping. The monthly detox, inkysdetox.com, 40dayfruitfast.com. You know, get your pre-cancer game together. People don't realize if you live a certain type of lifestyle, it's not a matter of if, it's only when. Especially if you don't have any defense mechanisms in place. And, you know, that's one of the things that I go, I always come in and ring that detox cleansing bell. But I kind of didn't want to do that today. So I'm going to be myself. So I'm sure that's going to come up within the course of the conversation. But I really wanted to talk more about the importance of positioning, you know. Now, people spend a lot of time complaining about things. And I think the argument is not necessarily that the complaints are invalid, because I think that's how sometimes people can come off when they're saying, listen, Hold on. I got business right here. What is happening, Aubrey? No, Daddy's on the phone. You can't just bust into my room. Okay, I guess you can just bust into my room. All right. So, the name of the game is positioning, and I think that when you take the position that some of the arguments are antiquated and that some of the complaining is becoming monotonous, people begin to think that you think you're better than them, or you're no longer a part of the. And I think that they lose the sight of the major point, which is if you put the energy that you put into complaining into investing in yourself to reposition yourself, we might actually be getting more progress on a personal level. Excuse you. This is not the Aubrey Show. We might be getting more progress on a personal level, health-wise, emotional-wise, relationship-wise, and overall fiscally, okay, economically, capital-wise. And so the reason why I want to discuss that a little bit right at the outset of the show, which to me is important, is because I think when a lot of holistic healers and herbalists and whatever these guys call themselves now, I think when they speak, there's a bit of a con or an angle to it. And what I mean by that is this. When people don't have their footing solid, square, they will omit maybe some of the most important things from their conversation that they should be discussing. And what do I mean by that? You hear a lot of people, like, for instance, when I started doing this, if you was to search vegan whatever, whatever, or alternative whatever, literally, you could count how many videos would come up. You could count how many links would pop up. Fast forward, now, if I type in vegan anything, it's a 1 million hits. If I type in health anything, it's a million different videos, a million different links. And the reason being is because it's not because people are so interested in health. And see, that's the popular conversation, because nobody wants to tell you the real shit. The real thing is the health market, the plant-based market, is on track to be the first ever in our time, at least. We don't know what they did in the Solomon times or the we don't know what they did in those times, but time, recorded history, this is trending to be the first quadrillion-dollar business. Baby, I can't do letters right now. Do letters with Chase. Matter of fact, did you do your book today? No, you didn't. You didn't do no book. Take your bookie and tell Tony to do your bookie with you. Here, it's right here. Chase. Caleb. I want somebody doing the book with the twins. And so this is on track. Y'all still with me, right?
Yeah, you want that?
Okay, good. So this is on track to be the first quadrillion-dollar industry of our time. And so when you see a lot of people coming on, yeah, I'm the health scholar. You know, I'm a herbalist, I'm a healer, I'm a personal trainer, and I'm this, that, and the other. They're doing that not only based on their motivation to become healthy, but they're doing that because it is industry. And so the conversation really has to become, what is the source of this industry? Right? We need to have that conversation, because I can see down the line into the future the alternate paths that are laid out in the road before people. Because because I have a good look in the past. This entire new plant-based health wave, this entire new alternative, quote-unquote, therapy wave is based on indigenous culture. It's based on indigenous culture. It's based on the natural herbs and plants that have been cultivated for years that colonists took away, colonized. Now, those very same old ancient practices, screwing into the earth, living water, wild plants, all of these things now is a trillion, quadrillion dollar, projected to be a quadrillion dollar industry. And so I'm not just saying that because we have the school set up. You can go spend $150,000, $200,000 and spend 12 years in school to become a MD. You can spend, you know, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 and 4 years in school to become a nutritionist or a dietitian. You can come with us at livingbiochemistry.com where you're going to get all of those things wound into one, the natural way they're supposed to be. Because originally those things were one. The healer did it all that needed to be done. But then they divided those things in the Western culture where you had a doctor, but the doctor knew nothing about nutrition or diet. So you had to go see a dietitian for diet. And then the craziest thing in my mind is how the dietitian is separate from the nutritionist. So the dietitian being separate from the nutritionist knows very little about nutrition. And it's crazy because the one of the three that gets the most extensive biochemistry courses of the doc, to me, it is absolutely madness. But for this conversation, that's not as important as the fact that people are going to watch this happen. They're going to watch this happen in 5-10 years, because it's not that far down the line. The restaurants are changing now. Matter of fact, what people don't know is that all of the vegan, alternative vegan foods, all of those companies are owned or heavily pursued and in negotiations to purchase by the meat companies. The meat and dairy companies own the vegan food industry largely. And so you have Illuminati conspiracy theorists. Even though I thought that whole wave of people was dead already, I thought we had gotten rid of, you know, moving without solid information. But it's all right; it's still here with us. So the Illuminati conspiracy theorists, their conversation is, "Oh my goodness, Aubrey, what's up? You want me, huh?" Okay, give me a kiss. Oh, I'm not getting kissy? Okay, good. Bro, what am I going to do? They busting in. They're terrible, terrible twos. That's what they do. But so the conversation with the conspiracy theorists is they want to take over the vegan food so that they can turn it into GMO. They want to take over the vegan food so they can sneak cheese or milk into it, or they can sneak, you know, beef into the vegan. And I'm just looking at these people like, yo, I can't even believe they're asking me these questions, because they ask me these questions. Oh, yeah, well, you know, the meat company from Canada just bought Field Roast. And Inky, should we still buy Field? Still the same thing. They're going to keep the nucleus of the company intact, the people that are processing the food and making the products. Positioning. What they're doing is investing into their future. This is why I take the time to make the course and make the course so intricate, because like right now with this new course, we have farmers, we have doctors, we have nurses, we have college professors, even elementary school teachers that are on board with the movement because they understand positioning for the future. And my thing is to get for the future because this is a quadrillion-dollar industry that largely is wide open, but the seats are being filled fast. What do I mean by that? The meat and dairy companies are purchasing the alternative food companies. They're not going to close them. They're not going to get rid of them. They're not going to poison them. They're going to profit off them. They're making sure that their business can last into perpetuity. McDonald's has already tested their vegan burger in Europe, right? Doctors are getting together because the doctors are smart enough. The doctors understand. The doctors are on the front line with this. So the doctors already know what's going on. Surgeons aren't going anywhere. But the rest of the doctors, oh, they got to change their tune-up. So what are the doctors doing? How are the doctors positioning themselves? The doctors are learning herbs to their biochemistry books. And guess what they're doing? They're opening up companies based around a new idea that they have coined themselves. This is a doctor-based paradigm called nutraceuticals. And what is nutraceuticals? Nutraceuticals is nothing but natural plant-based compounds to address the illnesses that they know from being on the front line pharmaceutical drugs is failing to address. So the doctors are positioning themselves. The business owners, and that even means your senators, your congressmen, et cetera, because those are the silent stockholders in the big meat companies. Those are the silent stockholders in the big meat and dairy companies. So, in themselves for the future. So, my thing is, we have to be positioning ourselves for the future, or we're getting ready to watch yet another, not business, because that's another thing that I think is sorely missing from our conversation. The understanding of the difference between an industry and a business. A business is a solitary piece of an industry. It's a small thing in an industry. So it's one thing to open a business for yourself. It's an entirely different thing to create an industry, to be at the center of an industry. So we look at NBA basketball. NBA basketball in and of itself is an industry because you have businesses within it. And those businesses are producing millionaires and billionaires, like the people that make the basketballs, Nike, for selling you the sneaker. The people who make the T-shirts, the people who make the chairs for the stands, that's an industry. An industry houses businesses. Ladies, we cannot do reading books right now. Y'all can't bum rush me. I got y'all. As soon as I finish this call, we're going to read books. Why don't y'all do this? Why don't y'all go watch Baby Read on video? Go watch it on TV first, and then after we do the books. Come on, go. Yes, go watch
it. You about to have them decoding early.
Oh, man. They, hey. Huh, here, take this. Take, let me see. Take volume.
Go watch the video, then we're going to break it down.
Right, that's how we do it.
You still in the D, ain't you?
And they two now. Now. By the time they three, we're going to start doing French. No, take
oh,
that
man.
One. You got it. That's four DVDs in there. Get out of here. Yes. So that's what we got to do. We have to position ourselves. So that's the whole purpose of the course, is to allow us the room and the space to position ourselves so we're ready for this oncoming revolution. This is the largest revolution to take place. People was running out and telling you to, you know, we've been listening to these guys, to buy bullets. You know, the world is getting ready to be this, that, and the other. And you got to have bullets and guns and bullets and guns. And what happened to the trade and skill? What happened to investing in your infrastructure? What happened for your next generation? Where's the planning for that? the bloodline conditioning, the gene conditioning, the setting up for the wealth building. And the wealth building is not some quick little flimsy, you know, I hear the real estate conversations, but the biggest, most important piece of real estate you got is the flesh that you live in, that you stuck in till you get up out of here. So understanding that taking care of yourself now is the wave of the future, is the newest industry. We have to be prepared, not only because it's bigger than, that's why I'm saying there's a difference between business and industry. We have to be prepared, not just for the ins and outs. And it has to be, and, it's, and trust me, if you're thinking you're going to be a part of the holistic community and you know that milk thistle's good for liver and dandelion cleans the blood, stop fooling yourself. Wake the fuck up. You're not going anywhere with that. You don't know anything. That's not going to happen. Doctors are getting into the herbs now. Doctors have 2 to 6 years in biochemistry, minimum. They may not know nutrition, but they know biochemistry. So what's going to happen is they're going to knock all of these fake-ass herbalists right out of the box because they don't know anything about the body. They know plants. And they don't even really know photo. They don't even know phytochemistry. They just know what they read in $10 Barnes & Noble books about which herb is good for this. And this herb flushes that.
The same cats that was selling you dope.
The lungs.
They just switched their product. They went from selling you dope to selling you valerian root. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. And it's not really a bad thing. I don't want people, because the difference is this. They sold you the dope, but from everyday experience of finding out that that dope was dope, and the dope wasn't really hope. The dope was dope. They've now turned back and said, well, the only thing that actually has been proven clinically to work is herbs, a plant-based diet, and a change of lifestyle. So if we don't want to switch careers, because that's how drastic this revolution is, if we don't want to switch careers, we're going to have to be on the front line of this new wave revolution.
So well, it's a revamp of the European model. Now the European model, it doesn't operate the same way the American model does. You see what I'm saying? So it was revolutionary to break away from the European model to create what we call now the American model. And what I'm talking about is taxation. Now, we live in a society in a 28% income tax bracket. So now, what that means is little to no regulation on products and services that are offered to the people. You see what I'm saying? Versus the European model, where they live in a 48 to 50% income tax bracket. So 50%, 48 to 50%, in some places even 52% is taxed. You see what I'm saying? So anything that comes out, any business or any industry, if it's not a viable option, they're not even going to sanction it. You see, they're not even going to allow you to operate it. You see what I'm saying? Because of that, that translates into education, that translates into healthcare, and all of those things. You see what I'm saying? So the doctor's
Correct.
Job in Europe is to keep you well, not to profit off of you being sick. Otherwise, there's going to be no need. You see what I'm saying? So that this revamping of relooking at that model for a long term. You see what I'm saying? Like again too, it's another, you know, look at the social construct in regards to, you know, social order. You know, capitalism might reign, but it doesn't rule. You see what I'm saying? Because you have to have people around to capitalize off of. You know what I mean? I'm gonna just
Correct.
Say this real quick and then I'm gonna give you that back. With this health industry and all of these things together, you know what I'm saying, looking at this, you know, particular model, you know, wanted to put these things into place in order for long-term sustainability. My bad. Go ahead.
No. I would just wanted to add on to what you were saying. This is why I'm saying it's got to be bigger. And in order right. for it to be bigger, the mm-hmm. people have to invest in their education. They have to invest in their education at this level, and we're on the forefront in terms of having a overall dynamic inclusive of plants, biochemistry, herbology, physical therapy, physical training, nutrition, diet, all of these things in one course. That's why it's 18 months. But the technology required, see, it's bigger than just the surface value. There's going to be technology that comes out of this. There's an entire industry blossoming. But if you don't understand, your mind is not prepared to invent tomorrow's inventions if you're not well-versed in biochemistry and how the body works, especially in relationship to diet and nutrition. So right now you can find a course on biochemistry. But what you can't find is a course on biochemistry tied to your specific eating patterns based on your specific chemistry based on that doesn't exist outside of our paradigm. And that is not just to teach people, Pepsi is bad for you, cigarettes are bad, eat kale. Like, that's not what we're doing. We're preparing tomorrow's minds for big business. We already have a six-figure business model for graduates, you know, for people that want to start now, healing, consulting, et cetera, et cetera. That's already proven. We have multiple people doing it. A couple of my associates, brothers, were just on the Breakfast Club. They knocked out Angela Yee's fibroids. And, you know, I got a couple of my associates out in Chicago knocking out cancer. A brother here in Detroit, he's like, so we working quietly behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? But we need more people. We need a small army. So we're looking for, obviously, of course, we're looking for students, livingbiochemistry.com, but we're also looking for doctors, nurses, trainers, therapists, people with classical qualifications that are interested in volunteering or even some paid services that they can render to us, you know, to help out, whether it's teaching. We can work them into the course maybe, because I won't be the only person teaching the course. But also just even if they just want to help grade some papers and you know, whatever the case may be, but we want professionals. Now, we have some already. We got some doctors, a couple of nurses. You know, we got some PhDs. You know, we got a nice team already. So it's not just, you know, I learned a lot from the first God Complex course, which was centered around anatomy and physiology, which we still have up and running. And I got that, the bulk of that course material from the comparison of the 4-year, I forgot what that degree was. The 4-year degree, the athletics degree. I forgot what it was. My nephew had graduated and I got all his books. So I did a comparison on what I do to what he learned in school. And afterwards, the information that came out, I was like, oh, man, this is what people need. What they need is the synergy. They need the Western modality as well as the Eastern modality. That's the real holistic. Holistic is not just a plant-based diet. And herbs. No, you got to add the exercise and the nutrition and the, you know, today's modern technology, because it does give us a bird's eye view and all of those things that we need to use to our advantage. We need to do whatever we need to do to win. So whatever helps us better perpetuate our existence, you know, physically, mentally, fiscally, That's what we have to do right now. So anybody that wants to volunteer that has any sort of expertise in health or teaching, please send me an email at chasemillionsrocks@gmail.com. chasemillionsrocks@gmail.com. and we'll get you on board. The classes start for the new course first week of January, I believe. First week of January. So right now, everybody's getting signed up, and we're getting I forgot what the foundation is called, what type of foundation it is, but we got the foundation already set up, so we're just setting up the board members and all of the teachers and facilitators, and, you know, I try to stay in my lane. So, you know, I deal with the science and the teaching and the promoting, so to speak, of what it is that I do. But I have a lot of good, competent folks that are highly qualified to do what it is that they do this go-round, that are not necessarily a part of what we would consider the conscious community, but just highly interested in the success of the global community as a whole. So, you know, right now we're in a global pandemic of premature deaths, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of people just want to see that slow down by any means necessary. So we even have politicians that are, you know, pushing the buck forward, like, yo, we want to see y'all win, whatever you need. So we have a lot of support this go around, but I really wanted to stress people understanding that this is the wave of the future. So it's bigger than just, you know, trying to watch two or three videos and then make your own fake ass herbal product. Like, stop doing that. Take your time. Really invest time into, yeah, you know, because it's getting crazy. It's like WWF. People just jumping off the top rope, like, yo, I got a detox. Like, no, you don't have a detox. Stop it, man. You know, spend some time and have some pride and some dignity. Invest some real time quality study into your thing. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't hurt. In the age of social media, you know, people don't want to be seen as a student. Like, to be called a student is disrespectful. So people that study with me, learn from me, I'm very careful now, because I've had a few instances. I'm very careful now using the term student, because people feel that's derogatory. To me, the term student and teacher is interchangeable. I don't think that you could be a teacher without being a student. Because the moment you stop being a student, you have nothing left to teach. So to me, being a student and a teacher is synonymous. In the course of me writing one book, I must have reviewed 12 to 15 books and went through maybe, I don't know, 300 or 400 articles on clinical work and citations. And so you're always, to me, if you're always teaching, especially if you're up to date, you have to always be in study. And if you're in study, then you're a student. So, but you know, in the social media age, it's like,
you got to switch lanes, man. Talk about that book real quick, man. You can't just be keep glossing over teasing us with the, you know what I'm saying, what did not mean. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you jabbing at the book, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what I'm saying? I already let the Keith Murray joint slide, so I'm like, we ain't gonna keep sliding by the book, you know what I'm saying? We'll get to the junk a little something, you know what I mean? So you gonna have to throw some jabs and some hooks at this book, man. Some 1-2s on the junk, man. What's up?
Well, here's the thing with the book, right? And my man Knowledge is wild, B. I love this show. Here's the thing with the book. I wanted to contribute something that just wasn't out there. And just like the conversation I just had with the family listening, I'm trying to really, really, like, really give people the real jewels. Like, listen, this is what nobody's telling you. They'll get in front of you and tell you they know something and sound intelligent to get you to buy into their persona, to buy into their product. But they won't tell you the reason that they're standing there is not because they want you to get healthy, but it is because they're looking for finance. So the same thing with the book. with the book, I had intentions of, and actually the people who got the first pre-order damn near stole this book. Let me just say that for the record. They damn near stole the book, because when I sat down to write this book, it was going to be about 100 pages, something like that. And so the pre-order was $60. The book wound up being over 400 pages and way more expensive for me. You know, the people who bought it for $60 got it for damn near the same as I got it for. And I wrote the book. You know what I'm saying? But I still honored their sales anyway. But personal realizations in terms of how you see the global community around you and your place in it. For me, I just wanted to do something that nobody else did. So we can go back to healers of all sorts, white, black, Western modality, holistic, whatever the case may be, and they never, ever give you their secrets. They never give you, like, the secret protocol. They'll tell you, like, yeah, I know how to heal cancers. Come see me. Here's the consultation fee. And then, you know, come see me and you can go grab these products and, yeah, I can get your cancer knocked out. We do that over here. But they will never sit you down and just put it in your hand like, listen, this is how we do the knockout of cancer. Can't do this. This is, he's going to take this and boop, 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 and this is what does this and this is that, and the other, and bam, 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 bam. Now, I do have formulas that have those things in it. However, since I'm giving you the actual biochemistry behind how you technically reverse this naturally, you don't actually need to get my products. You can put together your own. Not only can you put together your own, but then you can create your own business and industry behind this. So the book wound up being like literally a text, where I have protocols that we have successfully used already for everything from cancer and diabetes all the way down to just losing weight. And that's just a section of the book. That's about 200 pages of the book. That's about 200 pages of the book, right? And I went through all of the books in the last 80 years on nutrition and biochemistry to look and see who did what, who taught what. And the closest you come is maybe Sabi or a guy named Joel Wallach. But the most they'll give you is one thing. They won't give you the blue. They won't give you the whole shit. Like, they'll say, for instance, like Sabi would tell you, anemia, you just need the iron, right? But that's not exactly it. There's a lot of things you need just for your body to be able to metabolize iron, right? So you get the whole entire blueprint. The hows and whys and what links with what and what metabolizes this to do, you get the whole bum, 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 bum. The whole recipe list. And then before that, we have a good 40 pages on biochemistry, just to get in a good understanding that, you know, the entire body is, first of all, minerals are just elements. Minerals are elements. So the periodic table of elements could well be called the periodic table of minerals. So let's just put that, just to get that, just to remove the blinders off that. And that goes down to everything in the body. Everything in the body requires these minerals to work, because everything in the body is composed of these minerals. Even your DNA is composed of these minerals. Even your DNA requires the phosphorus, the nitrogen, the the you know, the it requires these basic elements to do what it's supposed to do, and if the elements are not there, then it can't do it. But there are certain relationships, like people would say, okay, well, I'll give you a good one. I'll give you all a jewel. You ask people about bread. They say, oh, yeah, don't eat the bread because it's yeast in it. You know, don't eat the bread because the sugar's in it. Don't eat the bread, boom, 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 boom. But the larger problem with bread is that when you eat bread, bread has bromine in it. Bread has bromine in it. And what does that mean, that bread has bromine in it? Well, because bread has bromine, bread is going to make your body flush or resistant to a whole host of other minerals that your body needs on a regular basis, because it flushes iodine from the body. So just understanding that, that's just two minerals. So if bromine flushes iodine, I guess I give you a little bit more. Iodine is what makes it possible for your body to process calcium and vitamin D and all the other things that your body needs, that you hear about that your body needs. No iodine, then your body can't metabolize those things. It also regulates your mitochondria and some other key pieces in the body. So bread flushes the iodine that you get. Not to mention the fact that there's almost no iodine in today's diet. So it keeps you iodine deficient, which is why thyroid problems are such a big issue and autoimmune disease is such a big issue, right? The two have the same etiology. So that is the larger problem. But if we don't get to if we don't understand that part, we don't understand. And some people say, oh, yeah, well, it's just that simple then. Why not just tell us to get the iodine? I got iodine products. You can get the pink lips. That's capsule form. You can get the oceans in heaven. That's dropper form. So I could just sell you iodine. I could just give you a spiel and then sell you iodine. But it's such a larger picture that same type of relationship exists with the minerals. And if you don't have a working understanding of all those things, you're going to be spinning your wheels on supplements and different diet plans forever. You're never going to know, because every week there's a new thing. There's paleo, there's paleo, there's pescatarian, there's raw vegan, there's alkaline vegan, there's vegetarian, vegio, ovo. Like this, there's so many new diets coming every 5 minutes. Unless you really understand your chemistry and biochemistry in general, you're not going to know what you're doing, you know. And then in the beginning of the book, in the very beginning of the book, I spend a little bit of time talking about how energy works, energy and matter, how the mind functions, because the mind has a huge effect on health. And so we have to spend a little. That's in the beginning. Got to get your mind right first. Another thing we talk about in the book is research. So in the class, we're going to definitely. And the book is the textbook for the class. There's other books that come along during the course of the course, but the book is the lead. You know, it's going to walk us all the way through from beginning to end. Throughout the course, though, we're going to have quite a few other books that we have to study, read from, some in their entirety, some just sections. But one of the things that we're going to deal with is research. Of course, you're not going to be able to finish the course, to complete the course, until you actually document, you actually utilizing the information to affect some sort of change. So we need to document. You have to in order to finish this course, even if you do the full 18 months, you're not complete until you document yourself getting rid of somebody's 20 pounds or high blood pressure or diabetes or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Document it. So one of the key things I needed people to understand is that research is not a Google search. there's a difference between professional scientific research and what the common people think is research. So we're going to teach research, which is one of the reasons why I have college teachers and PhD professionals. So that way, done with this, see, what we're doing is also creating a standard. We're creating a standard with this. So there's a lot that went into not just the book and the course, but what happens after the course. After I invest the time and the money into the course, what do I do next? So some people will get the book and they'll just be happy that they, you know, they'll do their own thing. It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You give some people a pack, they go off with the pack, they come back with your bread. Next thing you know, they getting their thing from over there doing their thing. That's cool too. But there's going to be some people that see the bigger picture and they want to be the, you know, they want to be a part of the larger change, the larger community, the larger restructuring. You know, when you look at What the Health, look at What the Health. That one movie came out and all of a sudden thousands of people was like, yo, I'm going vegan. I saw What the Health. How much lectures, Dr. Sabi? I mean, like you, and it's, people get crazy. They throw their arms up in the air like, yeah, well, we had people been saying that. Yeah, but we didn't position ourselves correctly. And what I mean by that is one of the things that we didn't do in terms of positioning is Sabi should have had 50 young Sabis ready to go. So people now, they look at me, you know, they look at a couple other brothers, you know, I'm Brother Amun, KT, whatever, Amsu, you know, a couple of the brothers, who else, Arthur, Marv, you know, it's a couple of brothers that are proficient in terms of creating some change. But that's not enough. Every year coming out of medical school, you got thousands breathe fresh blood into that industry. Although that industry in itself, the way it's currently structured, is coming apart. That fresh blood in that industry is going to restructure it. And the same people that have been looking at what's going on, complaining, will be locked out of the new industry if they don't make the changes. So the book starts in the beginning with the mindset. Then we deal with research. We move from research and we go into the understanding of the mechanics of the body, some of the basic things. Then we move into the biochemistry. Then we move into what I call the applied biochemistry, which is how you reverse these conditions. And then we talk about, you know, we give you some basic things to do in terms of your exercise. Of course, what to eat is in there. You know, that's just so common, though. I don't even, you know, that's light work. But what to eat, how to eat is definitely in there, too. You know, it's a few pages on that. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the biochemistry and how to actually use these protocols to change lives around you. So I'm looking at losing my consultation business, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Because almost, like, literally after going through the book, there's almost no reason that you need a consultation, especially since my consultations are more expensive than the book. There's no reason. All you got to do is look in the book like, oh, yeah, I'm dealing with that. Bam. Okay. Well, yeah, so I'm going to need that. And, oh, yeah, okay, so these are the, oh, okay, oh, all right, yeah, this is how that works. Okay, boom, it's over. You know, but the whole idea is positioning and understanding, you know, how we as a people create industry. You know, industry is what it's about. It's not about entrepreneurship. We rang that bell. We got a bunch of entrepreneurs now. We don't understand that. Industry creates the infrastructure for unity. Because in order to be unified, there has to be something to unify around. And people will unify around their own basic needs, regardless to what the other differences are. I'm trying to live. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to live. I'm trying to make sure I've got a roof. Okay, yeah, all right, yeah. So you're going to lock arms with people that have this, the same vision, the same grind, and we're going to create a plate. We're going to eat off that plate together. People that don't, okay, cool. You over there with your thing. That's fine. But there has to be a restructuring of the mind that, to accompany the futuristic look and the investment and the repositioning. Antiquated ideologies are going to have no place in the future. So the people that are sitting around doing nothing, blaming white folks for their problems, in 5 years they're going to still be where they're at, blaming white folks for their problems. That's not the... Right now it's time to get busy. It's time to join people with like-minded, you know, and get the working knowledge, the working tools that you need to be able to take, you know, your building to the next level. You know, so that's what the real deal, you know. We've heard, like, for instance, I'll give you another one. You mentioned now. The power of selenium. Selenium is one mineral. Selenium is already documented to be the AIDS stopper, the cancer stopper, and the Ebola stopper. It's not Minister Inky science. It's not YouTube science. This is clinical scientific data from scientists and hospitals all around the globe, backed by universities. One mineral. And it can't be patented. So this is up to the public. So everybody has the ability to take this one mineral, incorporate it into their life, and protect themselves from wherever they at. So even people that have HIV, this mineral has been shown in some cases to reverse HIV and in other cases to inhibit HIV from becoming AIDS. One mineral. This mineral has shown the ability to reverse cancers and prevent cancers. One mineral. The Ebola virus was shown to replicate itself in empty selenium pathways. So the idea was the selenium didn't even do anything to stop Ebola. It just had to be there. One mineral is 92 that you need. And for a mineral to have that effect on your body, that means that mineral encodes, plays a structural role in all the enzymes, proteins, and soft and hard tissues of the body. That's one. In order to be a part of what is coming, we have to have that information beforehand. We have to have that information beforehand. We can't have that information 10 years later after, you know, we look at somebody like Magic Johnson get stronger and bigger since he announced that he got HIV. And people wondering, like, yo, what is in that? What's his regimen look like? What is he doing? Okay, yeah. 20 years later now we know. Oh, yeah, he was on that. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's too late. The industries and businesses already built around that. It's over. That's not new news now. Yeah, so we release it to the public. Now we release it to the public. Now you have nothing to do with that. Put that in it from us. Yeah, we loaded. We got that in like 10 different forms. Come see us for that. You know, the therapies, intravenous. We loaded on that. We have to have that information in advance. So we could begin to around the back pass it and alley-oop it and do what we do with things and create the technology around, you know, those you know, become the Louis Lattimore's of this biochemical revolution that's taking place, because it's taking place regardless. And when I say quadrillion dollar industry, I'm not just talking about supplements. That's one thing. I'm not just talking about personal training and working people out. That's just, those are the more basic surface aspects. I'm not just talking about diet. Those are still surface. I'm talking about facilitating the pillows, the new material to wear, your clothes, the everything is like people's jobs. They're changing the way the desks are set up. They're changing the way the keyboards are structured. They're developing new keyboards for your fingers to stop carpal tunnel. Like, they're developing new chairs to put you at a different angle, because they're all that's coming out of this information. And where's all that information coming from? That's coming from the indigenous culture. You know what I'm saying? So this is the game. I gotta stress to people. This is what it is. It's about taking this health thing to a whole nother level. And trust me, when I didn't leave out mental health. I'm not leaving out mental health, because what people don't understand is 90% of your neurochemistry comes from your diet. It's just grand opening, grand closing right there. So 90% of mental health is diet. The rest of it is social interaction with other people that are insane. And trust me, let me let you guys in on something. It is insane for you to eat burnt, dead carcasses, right? So I'm not going to beat that horn too much. I'm going to just let you know. What you guys think are carnivores is not carnivores. Coined a new term for you, which is called necrovores. You guys are necrovores. You're not carnivores. Carnivores eat freshly killed flesh. Why? Because the blood is in it, the enzymes still fresh, and the minerals, the nutrition is still there. Because they don't have the enzymes set to process the nutrition straight, or they would be eating the plants. So they don't have that ability. So they have to get it parasite-wise from the stomach of another animal that has the ability to break those things down into usable nutrition for them. But what we do as people, and I'm excluding myself from the we, just using it euphemistically, what we do as people is we take dead carcasses, dead bodies that have been dead for months and even years in some cases, and burn them beyond recognition and eat that. And people want to argue with me about, yeah, well, you know, woo, woo, woo. Listen, the most two deadliest carcinogenic substances on earth known to man are produced from burnt flesh. Period. And the clinical tests have already been done. Eating cooked flesh raises your percentage of catching cancer 482%. Now, you don't got to be deep. You ain't got to be a mathematician or a scientist to know that once you go past 100, it's not about if, it's just when. The only way to eat cooked meat, entire life, and avoid cancer is to die of something else before you catch the cancer. So, you know, this is the focus. You know, we hear about plant-based diets having the ability to turn off disease-promoting genes, turn on disease-destroying genes. So where's the industry in understanding what the mechanisms are behind that? We teaching that. Why does a plant-based diet lead to 30% less cardiovascular disease than pescatarians? Now, what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about meat eaters. I'm saying people that say, oh, I only eat fish. They still have a high cardiovascular disease risk. Why? What are the mechanisms at play behind that? Why is it that vegetarians have almost the exact same triglyceride levels as people that eat meat. Not vegans. I'm talking about vegetarians. Why? What's happening? Is it the bulk of burgers? Or is it a poor understanding of starch and refined sugar? How do those things work in the body? What is it about a plant-based diet that stops lipid oxidation? Matter of fact, what is lipid oxidation? Lipid oxidation is basically the fat in your body becoming rancid. The fat in your body becoming rancid. One of the reasons why people need so much deodorant, perfume, and cologne. You're rotting from the inside out. So the whole culture of perfume and deodorants and smelling and perfume lotions, and people put on deodorant, then they put on cologne, oil, perfume, then they put on smelling fragranced up lotion, then they put smelling lotioned up crazy gloop in their hair, then they put, like, you don't need 9 different goddamn colognes if you're not rotting from the inside out. You know, this is the game changer. You know, this is the game changer. This is what people have been discussing, but they haven't been stepping up to the plate providing. This is how we get massive change. You know, you have to know how and why vegan diets inhibit cancer, reduce DNA damage, improve DNA repair, boost anabolic hormones. What are anabolic hormones? Reduce catabolic hormones. What are catabolic hormones? Maintain a healthy gut. Okay, how do you do that? Good bacteria. Okay, well, do you know that you have that same microbiome balance issue on top of your skin as well as in the layers of your skin? See, that conversation is, we're always late. So we hear probiotics, so now some of us is on that. They're like, oh, yeah, probiotics, you know, the good bacteria in the stomach. Yeah, but what the bacteria lives in you, on you, through you, everywhere in your body, not just your stomach. So how are you maintaining the other places? How are you maintaining the bacteria on your skin? Because that has a large role in how fast what happens, what we call aging happens, the wrinkling of the skin, the bumps on the skin, all of that kind of stuff. You know, we got to go to the roots of illness. We got to understand where did this trend of metabolic illness start? Because it wasn't always here. Okay, the 1900s started an incline in metabolic illness that hasn't slowed down yet. Hasn't slowed down yet. No matter what, man. And now we got all these of information coming out with the internet age, and diabetes is moving faster than it ever has before. Cancer is moving faster than it ever has before. Information is not working. Why? Because we haven't gotten to the root of the illness. That's what holistic healing does. We haven't gotten to the root of the illness. What is the root of the illness? If I say this, which I'm going to say it, people are going to say I'm crazy. And you know what? It's okay. Because for the 15 years that I've been speaking to people publicly, I'm always on like this 3 to 5 year learning curve where people say I'm crazy. And then 3 to 5 years later, it's like, oh, man, yo, Inky, I heard Inky say that. When Inky said that, they said Inky was pseudo. They said Inky didn't know what he was talking about. Now that's a fact. When I told them white blood cells was dangerous, I was on an island of one. They said, nah, white blood cells is your immune system. See, you don't know what you're talking about. Show me the illness that white blood cells has stopped. Show me the bacteria or virus that white blood cells protect us from getting. Show me the protection. Because I can show you 1,000+ different ways that white blood cells kill you. All you got to do is look up autoimmune disease. I can show you what they do. So I'll line up my 1,000 ways that white blood cells kill you, and you'll show me your zero ways that white blood cells are, because they're not a part of the body's immune system. See, people have to understand. That's why we got the class. White blood cells are a part of the body's sanitary system. Nothing more. They clean up. They're not going to stop anything. You have damn near 1,000 enzymes designed for that. Oh, problem with that is we've been listening to dumbass niggas that don't know shit from Shinola tell us that enzymes are fungus because they're protein. Your whole entire body is made out of protein. From your bones to your hair to your skin, everything is. We don't know. And this is why we can't perpetuate what we're doing outside of these small little circles, because globally it's not respected. Too much real science fact mixed in with foolishness. So we have to get to the root of this problem, and the root of this problem came with the enslavement of life force itself. And people say, well, what is the life force itself? Okay, we understand the body's electric. So what's at the heart of electricity is the electron. So the moment when the electron was controlled, I call it enslaved, we got a host of problems. What happened? We got fake lights. You see, there was a time when we only used natural light. There was a time when you had to use natural light in the guise of fire to burn wood to cook with. What did you do with the ashes after you cooked? You took the ashes from the matter that you heated up with, as well as the leftovers from the food. You created a highly mineral dense compost and put that in your garden. So nobody was mineral deficient. Nobody was exposed to synthetic light. That's destroying the circadian rhythm throughout the body. That's breaking down the link that all of your cells, each one of your cells has over 100,000 different chemical reactions per second. What people don't tell you that each one of those chemical reactions has to be synchronized to every other chemical reaction in every other cell of its type, in order for that organ or gland or tissue to function properly. When you're exposed constantly to synthetic light, it's not just about vitamin D. Yo, you don't get no sunlight, you don't get no vitamin D. It's way bigger than vitamin D. Your cells, tissues, organs, and glands are unsynchronized. They're firing one after the other instead of together. All of these things happen with the invention, quote unquote, of fake light bulbs, the electric stoves, the gas stoves, the gas residue. All of these things happen with that when we got off that natural paradigm. So I know Inky's like, yo, Inky said they enslaved light force. The electrons are enslaved. Inky is losing it. It's all right. 2017 going to 2018. I'll see you in 2021. Oh my God, yo, Inky said that. Yeah, that's all right. So we got to be above the learning curve, because right now, to go along with this synthetic light that we live in, we dehydrated and demineralized it because we are not. We don't understand biochemistry enough. We equate aging, natural aging, to the process of dehydrating ourselves and demineralizing ourselves, which is actually taking place. You know. And then we do insane shit, like we eat the burnt dead bodies and we wash it down with cow's milk. You know, I can't believe it's almost 2018. People still asking me about cow's milk. Organic cow's milk and A1 cows versus the A2 cows. So like, yo, are y'all crazy? And then I'm answering myself like, yes, they're crazy. All you got to do now is look at the statistics. The number one cause of food allergies for babies is cow's milk and cow's milk byproduct.
cow's milk liquid and cow's milk powder. That is the number one cause of food allergies for babies. Now, what does that do? That puts that baby on a crash course of having allergies and autoimmune diseases throughout the rest of their life, because allergies are basically low-level autoimmune diseases. That's what an allergy is. An allergy is a low-level autoimmune disease. So they've already done the studies to show that people that have allergies have a much higher propensity to express autoimmune disease later on. Why? Because an allergy is basically a histamine reaction. Okay, well, what's a histamine reaction? A histamine is a reaction your body has, or excuse me, a histamine is rather a compound that white blood cells release. So when you have the asthma, the hives, the eczema, etc., that's your body reacting to the abnormally high release of histamine in your body. So later on, and histamine is only released when white blood cells want to open up holes in the tissues, glands, and organs of your body so that they can move through. It's like magic for them. They use they release histamine, and automatically, like when you watch cartoons, when you was little, like He-Man, you know, they had the wizard, and the wizard would open up a portal in the wall, and they could just walk, like, right through the wall to another dimension. That's what white blood cells do with histamine. They release the histamine, and big holes open up in your tissues, and they can go right through. Now, just like it sounds, that creates problems. So when infants have these milks, powdered or liquid, it opens up holes in the digestive system. What does that do? That lets large clumps of this protein, these foreign animal proteins, loose in their bloodstream. And so the reaction that people show to being allergic to milk has nothing to do